Static.
What was that?
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Static Show. I suppose we are giving it away, Miles. Since somebody pays for it.
Flea.
Huh?
I'm Flea.
You're Flea?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't sing though, right? So since you just...
Oh, he doesn't?
Didn't you just do the bass or something?
Oh, who's the singer?
What?
Who sings?
Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, yeah, him, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm him. I'm hip.
I'm Mark Anthony.
Hey, kids. Oh, you're a bass player for Van Halen?
No, I don't know.
I'm Mark Anthony.
That's really Miles' title.
Hey, kids, I'm hip. I know the Peppers.
Hi, I'm Patrick Stewart.
That sounds like Sean Connery.
I know.
You got one voice.
I can only do one voice.
I'm a schwab. You want to hear
Dexter from Dexter's Lab? Get it, you idiot.
That sounds like Mr. Hal with something in his mouth.
Oh, that's my next impression. No.
It's Jim Backus before he got the Gilligan's Island gig.
Yeah, he was working out with the guy from Hogan's Heroes.
Bob Crane.
Yeah.
Bob, what's that blinking light?
Yes.
Don't worry about that, Jim. You just do your business. Do Mr. Magoo, it makes me laugh. Oh, McBarker! That sucks. We didn't even do any voices. So anyway, I got a email. Well, I'm trying to figure out exactly why, because today, I'm sure nobody really cares about this, but for internet radio, they do. People care who run internet radio. Anyway, they got to start paying royalties on songs they play on the internet.
If you
have an internet radio station.
Yeah.
The 20th was the deadline, and they got to pay like .0... Hold on a second. Oh, what happened?
If you're still listening, just hold on until Bob figures out his problem.
Something fall?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I thought that was the baby.
A bunch of things fell down here in the house.
Things. It was just one thing.
Oh, no, it was one thing. I think it was a bar of soap.
No, it was a bottle of shampoo.
Bottle of shampoo.
Ah.
The
baby
yeah.
Are you recording from your bathroom?
Yeah, close.
Oh.
It's just in case I have an emergency.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking the kid fell down somewhere, but he's sitting on the floor, so I don't know how he could have fell. See how boring the internet radio thing was?
I know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll tell you anyway. They got to pay like .0007 cents per song.
Yeah.
To somebody, you know, royalties.
Right.
And so, like, you know, nobody makes any money, so how are they going to pay that? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Exactly. Well, good question, right? Well, anyway, today is when it's supposed to go into effect, and it's also backdated. So I guess they got to pay, like, previous as well or something.
Bitch.
So anyway, I got this letter from a University of Florida graduate student doing some kind of paper.
Right.
On internet radio. And they're asking me commercial or non-commercial.
Right.
And we're not really a radio station. We don't have to pay royalties because we don't play anything that's not something that we created, so.
Yeah, we just play ourselves.
There you go. Evidently there's a lot of playing of ourselves going on here. Oh, you giggle. You giggle. Of course you giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should pay me royalties. I think you're playing with yourself a little more than I am.
Hey, whatever.
So, I was wondering if they had something to do with that. But anyway, I sent a very nice reply that said, answering the question, they were know if we're a commercial or non-commercial operation and stuff. And so I answered that question and elaborated a little bit and invited them to listen to the show. Because obviously they didn't listen, or else they wouldn't be asking me this stupid question.
Right.
But I didn't, you know, I didn't say that. But so then you write me. I send you a copy of this, and you write me. And what do you say? Would you like to tell our listening audience what you said to the graduate student from Florida?
Well, the name's kind of ambiguous. But I just assumed it was a girl. I don't know, but if I said if you're a hot chick, just send naked pics. You know.
So, and did you send that to our anonymous...
Ren Friend or...
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know what it is. I'll write back. I don't care.
Our University of Florida person?
Yeah, they can be on the show.
So, if I invited them to listen to the show.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, you should send that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind. I've invited a lot of people to be on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got like 20 people lined up, man.
All right, whatever. I don't care. But anyway, so you got that thing going on. You got this.
Yeah.
You got Miles basically, you know, jerking around college students, you know. I mean, it's been an open invitation for anybody who wanted to send nude pictures of themselves, but I don't think anybody ever has.
Yeah.
And you're going out of your way now to, oh, hey, college student. Well, hey, you know, if you got any naked pictures of yourself.
Well, you know, my luck, though, you know.
Yeah, well.
You'd be like Natalie from, you know.
Facts of Life.
Facts of Life or something. I don't know.
Mindy Cohen.
Yeah, I know. That would be my luck.
So anyway, you know, I like to just bring it out that I answered the question, you know, faithfully and truthfully.
You did.
And yeah. And all you were doing was trying to, you know, play with yourself some more, I guess.
if that's possible.
Yeah.
If that's even possible.
You know, it's getting dark early these days. You're like a farmer.
So if you're naked and you have a camera, you know what to do.
If you don't, I'll take a trip down to Florida and take your picture for you.
Yeah, please.
So anyway, get off of that. Anyway, we went on way too long. We had the whole falling of a shampoo bottle and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But I went today to, we went to the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
To get our pumpkin.
Yes.
For Halloween.
Right.
And it was a great day. Wasn't too cold, you know. Took the kids, headed on out. We actually went to a place where you can actually go into the pumpkin patch and pick out your pumpkin.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole experience, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't have a pumpkin patch. But so you take a tractor ride out to the pumpkin patch. And there's like this acres of pumpkins.
Wow.
And you just walk out and you grab whatever one you want and you pull it in and you take it back up to your car and pay, right?
Right.
So we did that. It was great. It went great. Everybody was pretty good. No real things got out of hand until we got to the car.
Oh.
Now, we were there for quite some time, and the baby, you know, babies have to eat, like, more than you do, or just about as much as you do, or something like that. Every 2 hours or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, and so,
please.
Oh, honey, my blood sugar's getting low. But anyway, so we fed the baby in the car. It was a little bit warmer.
Right.
And, I really try to look to the future for things, right? So this dude is walking up in the parking lot with a flatbed cart with, I don't know how many, like 10 or 12 pumpkins on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I got a small herd of children and straggling family members with them.
Right.
Well, the only paved part in the parking lot is down one side, and then you get off onto pseudo gravel mud to park your car because it's a frickin' pumpkin patch, right?
Right.
So he can't push the cart down to where his car is because he's down farther off of the thing. So, you know, I thought he starts going, and then, of course, it gets really difficult because he's got, like, these large pumpkins, right?
Right.
This wasn't cheap. This guy probably had, like, $150 worth of pumpkins.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. I'm thinking, geez. Look at that. I mean, we spent, like, I don't know, $5, $7, something like that. We got, like, a little pumpkin and a bigger pumpkin, and I don't know. Anyway, so this guy's got, like, $150 worth of pumpkins loaded up on his cart, and so he decides he can't push it down there. Now, we parked toward the row. We were, like, the second car in on the aisle, so to speak. We had to go out. But there was this big mud hole in front of the car next to us. So this dude pulls up his Ford Taurus.
You know,
he's got, like, this little tiny car and 100, you know, these giant pumpkins.
Yeah.
And he pulls up at the end of the aisle, and essentially it's his car and then a big mud hole.
Yeah.
That's what's there. And then there's other cars where you can't go. So
I'm
telling my wife, because I really like to prepare her for these things. I say, I'm looking at this situation. I'm measuring it up as she's feeding the baby. I said, you know what? We're going to have to wait to get out of here because this idiot is going to pull his car right there. And he's going to take forever loading these $150 worth of pumpkins up.
Yeah.
And so I just don't want you to get mad because we can't back up.
Right.
And you can't go the other way because the only way out is right there.
Right.
And I'm not going to pull into the mud because we'll get stuck. So I just want you to know we're going to have to wait. And, I mean, my powers of, I should be a fortune teller or with Miss Cleo or something because that's exactly what happened. First of all, he couldn't get his trunk open.
Yeah.
I didn't foresee that necessarily. I just knew it was going to take a long time.
Yeah.
So they proceed for him to pull the little lever inside the car to try to get the trunk to go.
Yeah.
Then he goes and gets his wife to pull the little lever inside the car to see if the trunk will go.
Geez.
Finally, after pulling on this handle for a while,
yeah,
cooler heads prevailed and they actually took the keys out and opened the trunk. So we got past that obstacle.
Did you offer to help?
No, of course not. That was, you know, I would have been, those pumpkins would have been in my car, and I would have been driving to bumfuck nowhere, dropping them off. You know what I mean? That's what always happens to me.
That's probably where they were.
You know, I offer to help. You know, you hold the door for one person, and then it's like a crowd of 90 comes up.
Yeah.
And they're all like, you know, nuns or something, and you just feel like you can't let go of the door.
Right.
That happens. So then, all his straggly family people don't come to help him load up the pumpkins.
Yeah.
And he's an older guy. He's like a grandpa or something.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so they get the trunk open, and he proceeds to slowly load these pumpkins in, and I'm looking at that bottle getting lower and lower, you know. I'm thinking,
no.
Oh, man, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear about this.
Right.
I tried to brace for it, but, you know, it doesn't ever work.
Right.
So he finally gets him loaded. Then he shuts the trunk. He goes to, looks like he's going to get into the car. And he starts fucking with the trunk handle again. I cannot believe it. All these people are going by, you know, and they're like,
yeah,
they're like eking in, and like one wheel's in the mud.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to get past him, and people are trying to pull down the other way. And he's like,
okay.
I mean, you can just see it in his head. Well, I wonder why this thing isn't working. It was working the other day whenever I got that 3 cases of oil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just like, I can't figure it out. I kind of, you know, I live my life where you were trying to be considerate of other people.
Right.
And I would have liked either, you know, got everybody together and said, okay, when we get down to the end of the thing, make sure the trunk's popped, and everybody throw a pumpkin in, and we'll get the hell out of here.
No.
No. No, it's like as if the world just stops moving for a moment. And I can just do whatever. There's no other cars or people around.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand this living in a vacuum thing, you know what I mean?
You know, I think you missed your calling. You should have been like in the FBI, I think, or something.
I should be in the FBI?
Yeah, like a profiler or something.
Because
you're like very...
Unfortunately, I have a piece of paper with two things. Fucking idiot and let him go, average guy or something. That'd be it. How is your profiling going today, Mr. Lament? Well, I got about 500 fucking idiots. Of course, there's this one guy. He was all right. He got out of my way.
Idiots.
I mean, it's total. It's just, the world is filled with idiots, I guess. So. I don't know what I'd be profiling.
I don't know. I think you'd be good at it, though.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, this guy was right on the fucking idiot list.
You seem to peg people pretty well.
I should, you know, I should just keep a list. Maybe I'll do that.
I'm telling you, you missed your calling.
Maybe I should do that. But yeah, total fucking idiot. Wonder how this trunk works. How come it's not working?
Was there room for everybody after the pumpkins?
What's that?
Was there room for all the people after the pumpkins?
Well, the weird thing is they all must have come independently. Because it was just the old man and his old bat wife trying to pull the handle.
Yeah.
Everybody else kind of vanished. I don't know what happened. Hey, thanks for the pumpkins, Grandpa. We got to get the hell out of here before you block up the highway.
Oh, God.
Thank God. We pulled out of the place. So out in the country. And,
yeah,
and there's only like one road, you know. So we're following him out. And luckily he turned one way and I turned the other. And I told my wife, I don't care if it's the wrong way. We're just not going to go the way they're going. That's all there is to it. I don't care if we go like 100 miles out of our way to get home. I'm not going to deal with it. I can see this trunk popping up as they're going down the highway and pumpkins falling out everywhere. It may have happened. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, what's going on with you?
Well, I went to a pumpkin patch. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you really?
No, I didn't. No. excuse me, my wife and a friend of hers decided to have a garage sale on the coldest day of the day so far.
Coldest day of the day?
The coldest day of the year.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
That's fine.
Excuse me.
You mean it wasn't cold in January?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. They just had one here in October.
Oh, okay. Right? It was very cold.
Like two people showed up. You know,
all right. Did they buy anything?
Yeah, they did. They made like $4.
You know? Oh, Jesus.
But that's not really my story.
Oh, okay.
But I was kind of like inside watching kids.
Oh, jeez.
You know, you can see the tragedy coming already.
See, I don't know why. You know, I essentially wrote your profile a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell your wife this, why do you bother? Why do you want to let this man watch your children? I mean, really.
I don't know,
I mean,
man.
You'd be better off picking a randomly mentally retarded person from an institution.
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting to So I'm watching my two sons plus, like, this lady's daughter.
All right.
Who's, like, slightly older than my kids.
Okay.
And I'm, they're watching TV being good. And I'm in the kitchen trying to clean up because I've got, like, the world's worst fruit fly problem.
Oh, jeez.
You know how those ladybugs were, like, last spring?
Right, yeah, the ladybugs.
I have, like, fruit flies like that.
Well, do you guys eat a lot of fruit or what?
No, we don't.
Obviously, you don't eat a lot of fruit and it just sits around and gets bugs in it or something.
I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to clean up the kitchen, right?
Uh-huh.
It's real noisy. You know, I got a dishwasher and all this. And I hear the phone ring. And I thought, screw it, I'll just let the answering machine take it.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure, that's what you do most of the time.
So I let it ring, the answering machine picks it up, and it sounded like no one left a message, right?
Uh-huh.
So I didn't worry about it, and I kept working, and about a minute later I thought, maybe I should check on the kids.
Oh, yeah, about a minute, please.
All right, maybe 5 minutes later, I don't know.
Were you looking at a magazine while you're doing all this at all?
Well, sort of. No, I was actually cleaning up. Anyway, long story, but I go in, and my oldest son, who's about 6 years old now, Miles Jr., he's on the phone. And I thought, oh, well, maybe he picked up the phone when it, you know, when it rang. And he was just chatting away.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe, you know, it was my wife's brother or something, you know, or my sister. I don't know who it was.
You didn't ask out right out of the gate, hey, who are you talking to?
Well, he didn't really respond to me at first. You know, I'm thinking, oh, maybe he's talking to Uncle So-and-so. So, and now I hear my son inviting this person over to our house.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I wonder who's coming over. And finally I interrupt. I go, okay, little Miles Jr., who are you talking to?
Uh-huh.
Now at this point, my son looks at me and hands me the phone. He's like, oh, my dad wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Which is weird now, because he hasn't told me anything about who this call is.
Right.
I pick it up, it's some guy I don't even know.
Who was it? Like,
I don't know, it was some guy laughing his ass off.
A salesman or something?
No, he's like, I don't know, your son called me. He goes, I'm on a cell phone. I go, fuck. I go, did he call Florida or Arizona?
Where are you at?
Are you in Italy? Where the, you know? He goes, no, I live in the same town you do.
Oh, well, you lucked out there, I guess.
So, you know, but he was real polite and laughing and stuff. I hung up. I thought, what if this is frickin' Dahmer or something?
Well, he's dead, right?
And my kids invited him over now, you know?
Oh, what's your address, little boy? Well, it's...
Yeah. I don't know. This guy might have been saying anything to my kid, you know?
Well, Dad, I just hit the speed dial. It was number 8. It's not marked.
Yeah. I don't know. That was really weird, though.
Yeah, he calls, like, your dealer or something.
I don't know what
you owe him money.
I don't know. I really don't know what the hell that was. That was
That's
very
too
scary,
weird. So
though.
Your kids just willy-nilly play with the phone and dial it. And...
So if you are an axe murderer or something, please do not come to my house. Please, I beg
you. You didn't even ask the dude his name or anything when he got on there?
No, I'm like, hello. The guy's like, hi, your son called me. I mean, what do you say? Like, oh, well.
What if he's like a child molester?
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping nothing weird happened now. Jeez.
I gotta put my dad on the phone now.
Yeah. My kid's inviting him over.
Hey, come on over.
Sure.
What do you do? Oh, you know. kill people.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you. A big knock on the door. Your son said, come on over anytime.
So here I am.
I brought the rope.
There we go.
Some duct tape.
Yeah, well, you're lucky it wasn't like, you know, like a 900 number or something.
I know, jeez. I didn't know where he called. I was like, Christ, did he call France or what, you know? Oui, oui.
So what are you going to do?
Oui, oui. I'm going to lock the damn doors.
Well, no, the problem is your kid just picked up the phone and called somebody.
Well, that's the first time he's done it, though.
Oh, well, don't you think it's going to happen again?
No, because I'm in charge. And I talked to my son. I said, don't call up people you don't know. That's all. And problem solved.
I'm sure that we won't hear about this again.
I'm trying to figure out how he got this guy's number. You know,
it's just random, I'm sure.
Random, but I mean, luckily he got a cell phone in the area, you know.
Oh, man.
Imagine this guy just driving along, and all of a sudden this little kid, hi!
Hello! Come on over!
To my house!
Here's my address!
How old are you, little boy?